The party reigned. That's Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, telling the story about the party that got rained on. Alan Jeremini, the CEO and all sorts of good things from us here in Campo, has a daughter, and her daughter's name is Mariella, and her son-in-law's name is Massimo, and they just had a grand opening party for their business in its new location. They took an old Lugano barn stable and they made it into a silk purse. They really did. They took this most interesting building, big 2-3 story building, and it on the outside it's quite solid, you know, quite sturdy, but on the inside it was a stable. And they tore everything out and they put in new walls and new floors and new ceilings and new staircases, and everything was A1, was perfect class. Well, Mariella talked to her mommy and said, "Mommy," that's Ellen to us, "we're going to have our program tomorrow. Will you treat for our program that we have good weather? We'd like to have good weather." And Ellen says, "Mariella, I always treat for your highest good. I never treat for particular things, because if I treat for particular things, I'm liable to help you have the particular thing, which isn't really what you want. You want your highest and your best, whatever it is, and now you don't even know what that is. We spend so much time on particulars that we sometimes forget about the generals. And the general thing oftentimes is far better than anything we dream for ourselves." So, Mariella said, "Well, what are you suggesting, Mother?" You know, and what did she call you, Mom?
Mommy.
"What are you suggesting, Mommy?" And so Ellen, Mommy, suggested, "I am treating that your party tomorrow is a fabulous success, that everyone is absolutely happy and contented and delighted with your new home, and everything is in divine right order." And so the day of the big event came. And what happened? No champagne. They don't drink champagne. They don't drink liquor. They only drink wine and beer. So they had lots of wine and beer. That's what she said.
Oh.
And I said, "Say, that sounds cool." And so they had lots of wine and beer. And they were expecting 50 guests. They had invited 50 special people, you know, like the mayor, the governor, all the big wigs and all the little wigs, and the banks, presidents of every one of the banks in Switzerland, because this was their work, dealt with the computers for the banks of Switzerland. And so they all came, and they came wearing their sport clothes, because it was a happy time. It was not a formal party time. It was a happy time. And Mariella says, "Did they eat? Oh, did they love to eat?" She said, "We chose all the right foods." And she said, "My children couldn't be there because they had to work. They were there for a little bit, and they had to go out for their sporting events, and they had to do this, but they showed up at the big party." But it was just the 50 guests. But more than that, it was 55 guests. Not undercut, but more. 5 more guests came than they expected, and they were just thrilled to pieces with the wonderful number of guests that they had and the wonderful events that took place there. Now, what if, and it rained, but it rains often over in Lugano, so it's not the strangest thing in the world. And the sun came out, and it rained, and the sun came out, and it's lovely. And this was inside, basically, and going between the several buildings was no big deal. It's just like in London. If you have a fog, that doesn't keep you inside. And if you're from Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul, Duluth. I had churches up in those places. 55 degrees below zero wind chill. Wow! And people came to my seminar at that 55 degrees below zero wind chill in Minneapolis. And I was amazed. I went out to take my car and drive to the hotel that the seminar was being held in, and my wheels were wooden. They went clack, 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 you know, they were square. Boom, 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 boom. And people came. In fact, we had a full house. And people stayed for lunch in the hotel. Why go outside? And we had a wonderful seminar. But you see, when you're used to these things, it is not at all unusual. It's not at all unusual. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, if we had a big snowstorm, that didn't stop anything. We got out there and walked, or we took the snowplow and plowed it out, or we went down and caught the bus that was able to plow through that snow. But we got to where we wanted to go. The weather never disturbed us. Well, in Lugano, Switzerland, yesterday, as Mariella and Massimo celebrated their opening of their new home for their life.
And 10 years of.
10 years
of business.
And what's the name of their company?
Lifeware.
Lifeware. Lifeware. Lifeware. And this is for their computers business. 10 years in Lifeware, and already. I loved what Matsumo said to Ellen and I one day when we went into their office about, 8 years ago. 8 years ago. We walked into the office and Matsumo says, "Oh, I got a problem." And we said, "Oh, what's that?" He says, "I got to spend $1 million and I don't know where to spend it." I said, "Oh, I said, "Ellen, talk to your son-in-law. Ellen, talk to your son-in-law. Tell him that we have the University of Healing here, you know. Tell him that." She says, "I don't say those things. I don't say those things." And I said, "Okay." So he spent it someplace else. Now, what difference would it make if he spent it on us or something else like that? We are independently wealthy, so we'd have no problems. But and we also have no problems in spending money at any time. If Bill Gates wants to give us $1 billion, we'll find a place to use it, won't we? You know, we just have a ball. I don't know, maybe we even hire Jason to help us think how to spend it. Are you good at spending money?
Yes.
Yes. But you see, these are the wonderful things about being open and responsive and receptive. Now, if Mariella had asked for a lovely day, it would have been a lovely day. But then her guests who were going to play golf that day, or who were going to do this or go sailing or whatever, might have gone to play golf and sailing and not come to the party. So the weather was just ideal to bring everyone up. There was a divine design there that we cannot see, that we don't always recognize, that's working in the background there. And if we would just get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, how wonderful they work, you know?
Yes.
How really wonderful they work. So if we could just do that. Now, how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, we do that by taking the courses of the University of Healing and learn to listen within. We take the courses of the University of Healing and we learn to find out that I am
God.
I am number one. And yes, I am God. That's what we learn too. But I presume anyone who takes the courses of the University of Healing already knows that they're God. If they don't know they're God, they get a rude awakening. You know, you're God. Really? I can't be God. Well, you can't not be God, because everything is God. Everything in the universe is God. How can you not be God? Are you something not in the universe? Well, Babadoo. You know, that's right, Babadoo. Get busy and start recognizing who you are, and be who you are, and have fun who you are, and just get out there and do these things that are fun. Now, are you number one?
Yes.
Huh, sure took you a while to get that out. Now, are you number one?
Yes.
Are you number one?
Yes. Yes.
Is there anyone better than you?
No.
You can say no. That's right. There's no one better than you. There's no one that can compare to you. You are unique. You are special. You are wonderful. You're divine. You're magnificent. Nobody can compare to you. And don't ever compare yourself to somebody else, because if you do, my goodness sake, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be comparing peanuts and sauerkraut, you know? And they just don't match, do they? They don't have any place to go.
What an extreme.
Even? No. We got Ingeborg here. Ingeborg likes sauerkraut on everything, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, you like peanut butter and sauerkraut?
She's fine now.
She says, I'm willing to try it. Well, you see, this is what life is all about. Don't go against the program. All is in divine order. And you don't have a thing to do except be yourself and have fun. All is in divine order. Right?
Yes.
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 Now, what's that all about?
Well, I gotta tell you.
Super. But this is what the game is. Now, did Mariella and Massimo have a wonderful time yesterday?
Yes.
Did they have a great time?
Yes.
Did their guests have a great time?
Yes.
Were they thrilled at the party?
Yes.
Do you think they had a good time?
Yes.
What makes you think they had a good time?
Of course they had sandwiches. They had a great time.
Yeah. Ingeborg, you and food, I should have recognized right up. But Ingeborg, do you know why they had a good time?
They liked themselves.
No. You're saying something outside happened.
Exactly.
They had a good time because you saw them having a good time, and you're the creator of your world, and you created them in your world, and you created them having a good time, and if you didn't create them having a good time, they wouldn't have a good time. Why? Because you would not be there creating them having a good time.
Yeah.
Now, are you creating yourself as a beautiful person?
Yes.
Are you creating yourself as a happy person?
Yes.
Are you creating yourself as a healthy person?
Yes.
Are you creating yourself as liking sandwiches?
Yes.
Also.
Yeah. Okay, like Ingeborg said, they had good sandwiches. Ingeborg, I don't know when the last time you went to a Lifeware open house for their 10th anniversary, but at the Lifeware open house 10th anniversary, they had roasts, they had steaks, they had shish kebab, they had shrimp. Huh?
They had cake.
Yeah, they had cake. And they probably had lots of cake. But you see, what is Ingeborg doing? She's creating the party in her image.
Yes.
What she would like to see at the party, and that's what they had. But lots more. Now, Ingeborg, Sarah, Anita, how would you create them at the party? What would you create them having?
Lots of music and dancing.
So, here's another avenue. Music and dancing. Fantastic.
And laughing and giggling and
singing. Yeah. Jason, what would you create them having at the party? Way out.
All of that but champagne.
All of that and champagne.
And champagne.
Yeah, the champagne's kind of nice, yeah. You don't have to have a lot, but a little bit.
A little bit goes right.
And what would you create at the party, Ellen?
I would create Apple people.
I'm sure the apple people were there too. He loves apples.
Yeah.
You would create happy people. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Satisfied people at that wonderful show. Now, do you see? I mean, can you see? You created it.
Mm-hmm.
And you created it being fulfilled in whatever it was that pleased you to see it fulfilled. Now, I say to their son, Marcello, what is everyone driving to the party in? And he say, well, they got their, and he'd name these different sports cars. And I'd say, okay, Massimo, what are they driving up in? He likes motorcycles. Motorcycles. They'd all be coming up motorcycles in that super motorcycles. And he'd say to Mariella, what would they be driving up to the party in? And what would she say?
A Morris.
Cooper. Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper.
She got a new Mini Cooper and she just loves it. And she says, I'm getting a small car so that my kids can't take it from me and use it. And who uses it most of the time? The kids, they love it. They love it. And then she's got a great big thing too, you know, and that she used to use for driving all the kids around, but now she drives just a couple. And she likes the Mini Cooper. But, you see, we create our world according to what we like in our hearts and who we are. Now, Jason has a home in Brooklyn, New York, and he has in that home different people, and he has his bedroom there, and he has a living room, and he has a dining room, and he has a car maybe, and he has a clothing closet with all sorts of special clothing in that reflect his class and his style, might be a little different from yours. And what all does he have? And he creates, Jason creates, knocking on his door all hours of the day and night, his many, many friends, all coming over to share with him and to have a good time together. It doesn't matter when. And you know why Jason creates that? Because Jason is
his friends.
Independently
wealthy.
Wealthy. Is that okay? Yes.
I accept.
And see, and Jason is a party man. He likes parties. And so he has his parties day and night. And to get them all in, he has to have them day and night, you know.
What?
You know, he has his sporting friends during the day, and he has his dancing friends during the night, and he has his meditation friends whenever he has the time to fit them in. But you see, now he's here at the ranch for a week, and let's see what sort of a attitude he's going to go home with. Whether his attitude is going to be one of deep introspective meditation or just plain saying, yeah?
I like.
Be myself.
And have fun.
And have fun. I like me. Be myself. Ellen, if you were confident in yourself, you'd finish your statement. You wouldn't let me burble you out. Now, what would you say?
I like me. I'm divine.
Oh, yep. See? Good for you. Try it again.
I like me. I'm divine order and peace.
Again.
I like me. I'm divine order and peace.
Now, you're talking about Jason?
About myself. And so
you're talking
talking
about yourself and your creation, and Jason is your
my
creation. Now, does Jason like himself? Is he in divine order and peace? You don't know. You only know that you are.
Yeah.
And if Jason's in your world, he is too, or else he couldn't be in your world.
Right.
Could he?
Right.
Now, Anita is independently wealthy. Jason cannot ever get into her world unless...
He's independently wealthy.
He's independently wealthy! Can you make it?
Yeah.
Are you in her world?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, yes. But you see, Ellen?
Yes.
Jason is not what you make him to be. Jason is what you are and you see in him.
Right.
Now, what about Ingeborg? Is Ingeborg the sparkling, young, dynamic Frau, 25? Full of life and vigor and vim and spit and vinegar. Right?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And you just love everybody, everything, and everywhere?
I do.
Now, what kind of a party are they going to have yesterday?
Yesterday party? Yes, a great party.
What's that?
A great party.
Any party that you ever think about is a great party.
It's a success.
Any party that you ever think about is a fun party.
Yes.
And is that the kind of party they have?
Yes.
Okay, now. Are you going to invite Sylvia and Art to dinner tonight?
Yes.
My goodness sakes, and you have to think about that? Now, invite Art to come over with his wire and his screwdrivers and stuff. No, just invite Art to come over. And why do we want Sylvia to come here?
She is part of our group.
No, we have a gift for her. She's part of our group, true, but we have a gift for her.
Of course.
We have a green gift. And we have a blue gift for Art. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, be outrageous, Ingeborg. You're independently wealthy. You're whole and perfect. You fly me to the moon, and I will take you all too soon. Fly me to the moon, and I will take you to my room. La-di-do-do-do-do-do-do.
With a balloon. In a balloon.
See, now you help me. Now I don't need them anymore. Now you give me these good words. Balloon, room, moon, soon, tune, moon, croon, happy me. Okay. So, have fun. And remember that I am me, and I'm always having fun. And if you tune in to this internet talk at any time of my internet talks, and you don't have a good time, it's not my fault, because I'm having a great time.
We know that.
And no, I love you.
Love
I love you.
You.
Love I love you.
Love you. Thank you.